The head of the U.S. team that's hunting for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq is expected to leave the job soon. David Kaye's departure comes well before his team completes its work. His analysts have turned up little evidence of weapons of mass destruction, the main justification for the Bush administration's decision to go to war. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
According to one U.S. official, the hunt for weapons of mass destruction has taken longer than David Kaye anticipated when he signed up for the job. The security situation in Iraq has been a problem. Some members of Kaye's more than 1,000-strong team, known as the Iraq Survey Group, have had to be diverted to help with the counterinsurgency effort. So Kaye, on holiday now in the U.S., is likely to pass the baton early next year. White House spokesman Scott McClellan insisted that regardless of Kaye's decision, the work will continue.
The search is an important priority, and the work of the Iraq Survey Group continues.
One former weapons inspector certainly hopes so. David Albright, president of the Institute for Science and International Security, called for a less politically motivated search.
The Iraqi Survey Group, particularly under David Kaye's influence, has been trying to prove the administration right, but I don't think they've come anywhere close.
In an interim report to Congress in October, Kaye reported that he found evidence that Iraq was violating United Nations resolutions, but found no stocks of chemical or biological weapons. Albright, who was a weapons inspector in Iraq in the early 1990s, doubts the team will find significant stocks of weapons, but he says the U.S. inspectors have important work ahead to find what he described as the remnants of Iraq's weapons program.
There's classified documents, there's like cookbooks, very detailed cookbooks on how you make biological and chemical agents, classified information about nuclear weapons, and all that needs to be found and secured, and because we certainly don't want it to end up in the hands of terrorists or enemies of the United States that may benefit from the knowledge, because some of it is quite advanced.
Albright has been in contact with Iraqi scientists and says the U.S. has done a better job in reaching out to them. Today, the State Department announced a program aimed at keeping Iraqi scientists employed to keep them from selling their expertise elsewhere. The Iraqi International Center for Science and Industry is expected to be up and running in February with an initial $2 million budget. But as for the search for weapons, the Bush administration is not raising expectations, not even after Saddam Hussein's capture. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld this week compared the hunt for weapons of mass destruction to the hunt for the fallen Iraqi leader.
The difficulty of finding him is the same difficulty of finding anyone else or another thing like weapons.
When ABC correspondent Diane Sawyer asked President Bush this week why the administration had stated as hard fact that Saddam Hussein had weapons, not just the intent to acquire them, the president responded by saying, "What's the difference?" Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.